There will be two new faces on the Wichita City Council this week. KMUW's Kylie Cameron sat down with the council's newest members to learn more about them.
Political newcomers Maggie Ballard and Mike Hoheisel are replacing current council members Cindy Claycombe and Jared Cerullo after a spirited election last year. Ballard and Hoheisel are similar. They're both parents, they're both small business owners, and they're active in their communities. They also just consider themselves to be normal people.
I'm kind of a square compared to a lot of the other people nowadays, so just stay at home with my family and watch the Chiefs and the Royals on TV and get out in the community when I need to, when there's issues that drive me up.
Hoheisel is not an unfamiliar face in grassroots organizing. He's worked with various groups focusing on voting rights, immigration, and criminal justice reform. Now, he's able to help shape policy.
I think there are specific experiences that will prepare me to be a city council member for the 3rd District. I've lived this life. These are my friends. These are my family members. So when I'm going to work every day, I got skin in the game.
Ballard is also involved in her community and has been since she was a kid. In the 90s, her parents owned an antique store in downtown Wichita near Nafsker Park. Being a kid, she would get bored at her family's store, and so she would just go out and have conversations with people nearby.
I've always been a really good listener, but I was aware of my surroundings and like, hey, you know, these guys are in a different situation than I am. I'm going to go home. And even though they have a home, there's like something else kind of going on. So I've always kind of been interested in like, what can we do? What can I do? How can we make him feel better? Even if it's just conversation or just listening.
That theme of listening continued throughout her life. Now, Ballard and her son Paxson are founders of Paxson's Blessings Box, a nonprofit like the Little Free Libraries, but with non-perishable foods and hygiene products instead of books.
It grew way faster than, we just kind of put it up in our yard on a whim. And that was 5 years ago. And we have over 100 locations. We're in 7 different states.
With their previous experiences and as newcomers on the council, both have said they just want to get back to the basics. Here's Ballard.
We have focused so much on development, which is great. We need some of that too. But we also need to get back to the basics and focus on some of the real core issues, which is necessities that we shouldn't have to be fighting this hard about.
Those basics include water, more public restrooms and parks, mental health, and an issue that always seems to linger, infrastructure.
It's a mini lake here, and it's caused because we have no drainage. No drainage in this area. So the water just sits here. And what happens? It ruins our roads. It creates potholes. Your cars mess up. You break an axle. You bust a tire.
That was Hoheisel in a campaign video in October. He was out knocking doors in South Wichita after a rainstorm when he noticed some roads were still flooded hours later. He says infrastructure will continue to be a focus for him in the coming year.
I think some of the events of the last year have shown us just how vulnerable we can be if we don't take care of our basic functions of the city.
But for now, they're just excited to get to work.
So I just want to keep those conversations going and stop talking about things and like actually like get some things done.
For KMUW News, I'm Kylie Cameron.